Welcome to the AI and Sons Daily Brief. I'm Maya, and joining me, as always, is our lead analyst, Theo. Today, we're discussing a significant announcement from Anthropic, their new Model Hardware Standard, or MHS, which promises to let AI agents directly control physical equipment. Theo, what exactly is MHS?
Maya, MHS is a groundbreaking specification introduced by Anthropic in collaboration with partners like AWS and Universal Robots. Announced on August 27, 2026, it aims to standardize how AI agents interact with physical devices. Think of it like USB-C, but for AI communicating with hardware. It creates a universal language addressing the current fragmentation where custom solutions are often required for each new device or system, drastically reducing the complexity of deploying AI for physical tasks by providing a common interface.
That sounds like a major step. What kind of practical implications does this have for businesses, and have we seen any early results?
Absolutely. MHS functions by standardizing the driver layer that sits between an operating system and a physical device, allowing AI agents to perform fundamental operations and discover device capabilities. Early pilot programs have shown significant efficiency improvements. For example, at Quera Computing, an AI agent using MHS improved laser stabilization success from 58% to 99.3%. And cut error recovery time from 150 seconds to just 6. Carnegie Mellon University researchers integrated multiple lab instruments in 8 hours, a process that typically takes weeks, and performed experiments 3 times faster. This accelerates R&D and transforms industrial automation by speeding up discovery and reducing manual labor.
Those are impressive gains. But whenever AI gains more control over the physical world, safety and security are immediate concerns. What are the risks and challenges associated with MHS?
You're right to highlight those, Maya. While MHS offers huge opportunities, there are critical considerations. Anthropic emphasizes built-in safety limits, but AI models still have limitations in physical intuition, meaning human oversight remains crucial, especially in high-stakes environments. Cybersecurity is another major point. Direct AI control introduces new attack vectors. Robust security frameworks are not yet fully detailed, necessitating careful implementation to protect against new attack vectors. Also, MHS is currently a limited application-only research preview, and its general availability and open-source release details are yet to be fully disclosed. It only supports devices with a programmable interface, meaning older equipment might not be compatible.
So, significant potential, but also important caveats to keep in mind. Theo, what should our listeners take away from this development?
The key takeaway is that MHS promises to standardize AI-to-machine communication, offering substantial reductions in integration time and costs, and accelerating both research and industrial automation. Its model-agnostic design promotes interoperability across different AI platforms, translating into significant cost savings and faster time to market. However, organizations must approach MHS with a robust risk management strategy, prioritizing safety protocols, cybersecurity measures, and human-in-the-loop systems, especially given its current research preview status.
Excellent summary, Theo. For more details on Anthropic's Model Hardware Standard and to explore the sources we discussed today, visit AIandSons.com. That's AIandSons.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more tech insights.